How are you entrepreneurs out there? Today we have Philip Green. He is one of the partners of Honest Agents. They're one of the top five teams in San Diego County. He's also an investor in San Diego County, where he's done over 200 million investment deals in San Diego. He is a big time hitter in San Diego. If you live in San Diego, you probably have heard of the Honest Agent or some of his investments. Take a listen. Please share. Please subscribe.
Welcome to the Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur.
We've raised the bar.
Learn firsthand from successful business owners and create your own path to success.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to hit the road to growth with real estate agent Vinny SD.
Hi, I'm here with Phil Green. He is one of the partners of Honest Agent, one of the top five teams in San Diego, and you've done about $200 million worth of investment deals in San Diego, correct?
Yeah, we have. Thanks for having me on the show, Vinny.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's great to actually get to sit down with you and kind of talk. We know each other for a long time, but it's great to have you on. So tell me, what brought you here? What brought you to the point you're at today?
Well, we've learned a lot. Okay. When you first jump in the business, it seems like, you know, everyone tells you, you should join real estate. You're going to do well.
Yeah.
You know, you'll make a lot of money and you'll be really successful. You know, if only it was that easy. We've gone through quite a few hardships. Yeah. A lot of things have gone wrong. And we've learned a lot of lessons along the way.
You know how you talk about that people say you're going to do well in real estate, so on and so forth? It seems like people outside of the business tell you that. But because there's such a, I would say, a low barrier of entry in our industry, the people that maybe aren't doing as well as yourself or other people in this business, it seems like they pull down the newer agents, at least from my experience, that there's some individuals like yourself that do actually pump people up. Did you get that or no?
Yeah, definitely. Fortunately for me, I came from the corporate world.
Yeah,
I was already working about 60 hours a week. So when I got into real estate, I expected to work at least that.
Yeah.
I cold called 3 or 4 hours a day. I door knocked. I did open houses. And I think my first year in the business, I closed 15 deals. Nice. And I worked extremely, extremely hard to get that. And I realized that it was not an easy business.
Yeah.
And there is no magic to success. I mean, I spent money that I'd saved up on every possible avenue, from sending mailers where I was magically going to get five sellers that wanted to call me and sell their home, to every kind of marketing tactic. And really none of them worked.
Yeah.
You know, the thing I noticed is, what works is hard work.
Yeah.
And that's it. You've got to work hard. You've got to become an expert, find a niche, you know, learn an aspect of the business, and then get really, really good at it.
Yeah.
And there's no secret to success.
Yeah. I think, because you, it's not like you run in place. I know you're a hard worker, but you also read a lot. You study a lot. So you're at least hyper-focused in a certain area. And maybe you're hyper-focused in a certain area for a little while, and then you hyper-focus in a certain area another while. I think there's some agents that maybe are hard workers, but they're not hyper-focused in any, they're just kind of shooting like a shotgun, right?
Yeah, and I'd say that's probably the biggest issue we have with our team right now.
Yeah.
We have some guys that show up for a month, they're awesome. They do a great job, they're consistent, they prospect for a whole month, sign 4 deals, close them, and then we don't see them for a month. I don't know if they're in Vegas or whatever they're doing, but they come back and they have no money and they're like, you got to help me get another deal. And I'm just sitting there looking at it like, this person could be very successful if they just consistently showed up every day, did what they know they're supposed to do, and did it 12 months a year.
Well, then that gets me to the next question I have. What keeps you hungry? Because those people right there, they're only working a month and then or 2 months and they're making some money and then they get off the rat race and they come back to it. What keeps you hungry?
You know, that's a really good question. And I ask that to almost everyone on our team. And I try to find what really motivates people. For me personally, I've learned that it's the game. It's the competition.
Yeah.
You know, growing up, playing all the sports we did on the football field.
Yeah.
It's the love of the game. So I guess I'm really fortunate. I love the competition.
Yeah.
I love getting beaten. When somebody beats me, it just motivates me.
Yeah,
it just inspires me. And I go back and I sit home and I put 3 extra hours in every night to figure out what I did wrong and how to perfect it. And then the next time we get that opportunity again, I can't wait to go in there and win that deal.
All right. So that brings me to the next question then. Who was the last person to beat Phil Green?
Oh, I lose deals all the time. I think we just lost one a couple days ago to another firm. I don't know specifically why.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a constant learning process. The one thing I've learned is that you're never going to win every deal, and you can never reach a level of perfection in this business.
There was actually a deal I still remember. We're talking about getting beat and learning from our mistakes. This was a long, long time ago. We were both green in the business. And I remember we both went on the same listing appointment. And I got the call from you guys afterwards. And you're like, we just got this listing. And I was like, oh, tell me more. And so you start telling me more about it. Start telling me more. I'm like, oh my gosh, I went to the same property. I went to the same property. And then that experience right there, it taught me a lesson to pre-qual the lead. But also, if you don't learn something from it, it's a failure. But if you learn something from it, it's somewhat of a success. And that's how I kind of took it, mm-hmm. you know, in the end.
And it's funny you bring that up, because we just had that situation occur yesterday. One of our agents came up to me and said, you know, what did I do wrong? I just got a call from, you know, Joe Smith over here at Keller Williams saying, they've signed with me, and I just had to let you know you don't need to go to your appointment tomorrow.
I've done those calls. Those are
And they're just like, what did I do wrong? You know, and we actually looked at the situation and found out that that homeowner was, you know, very passive and had an immediate need. So whoever went out there first was actually getting the deal.
Yeah.
So they scheduled it a week out, and this guy was like, I'll go there tonight, signed the deal and took it. And it was a valuable lesson. You know, it was important and they learned from it.
That's great. You know, if you can learn from those experiences. Now, what other, because you've been in the business for a little while, what other, I guess, somewhat failures or hiccups have you seen and you've kind of grown from?
Oh, so much. I mean, from the investments we've done and choosing the right deals and understanding the neighborhood, the demographics, you know, what people are looking for, what the city will allow, what they won't allow, you know, what it takes to sell homes in certain neighborhoods. Oh man, it's a never ending story.
Yeah.
I think just last quarter with the dip in the market, we learned just a valuable lesson. You know, we were buying a little bit too aggressively.
Yeah.
It was too speculative and we got burned pretty hard.
Yeah.
And it was a very valuable lesson, you know, that we need to be careful. You know, you're not unstoppable. You're not immortal.
The last 2 years, it was one of those things. You could buy something and be speculative. You could look at it saying, okay, well, we've already gone up in price by 2% over the last couple of months, while the margin, because you had so many investors, mm-hmm. they were trying to compete with you. So you had to be a little more aggressive to get the deals, right?
You could, and you could make mistakes. Your analysts could get the numbers wrong by a couple percent.
Yeah.
And the market kept moving up, so it helped you out.
Yeah.
You look good. Great decision. I can't believe you. You guys bought at that price and you knew it was going to go up. Well, the truth is we just got lucky.
Yeah.
It was an upward moving market. And last quarter of 2018, we learned what happens when it isn't an upward moving market.
Well, what steps do you plan to take, being the market's changing? You know what I mean? I'm changing. Me personally, I don't think it's going to go crazy as some people speculate, at least right now. But how are you training your staff? How are you training your people to look at deals and look at properties when they're listing and so on and so forth?
So we've become a lot more conservative.
Okay.
We've learned that quality over quantity is more important.
Yeah.
We've also become a lot more conservative with our expenses. We've actually looked at the entire business and we realized there's a lot of things that we actually didn't need and that weren't producing the 90% of our business that we're getting. Mm. And those weren't necessary to still achieve the goals we need to hit for 2019.
Yeah.
So we took a look at our whole business, which is great. We learned so much from that. So it was kind of a blessing that the market dropped. It helped us learn a lot about our own business.
Yeah.
And then what we're doing going forward is we've actually changed what we're targeting. You know, we're targeting data, we're targeting leads that we know are going to grow or even be better during a recession, during a change in the market cycle.
Yeah.
So it's helped us take a step back and kind of learn a couple new areas. And in those areas, we're making mistakes every day, learning how to handle these new situations.
Yeah.
So I think this business is an ever-evolving one, and you're always going to be learning, you know, and whatever you're doing and whatever new avenues you take steps towards.
And jumping back to, like, some of the hurdles you've kind of overcome, whereas I know you talk to a lot of people and you're very open with your knowledge that you've accumulated. And I know from our conversations, you've had other people lay their knowledge on you. What are some of the tidbits that maybe you were given when you're a younger agent and maybe you didn't follow or you did follow? What were some of those kind of tidbits?
I think I was really fortunate my first year in the business to join Mike Ferry's pro coaching.
Yeah.
I mean, just stuff from a pre-qualifying call and really learning, you know, what you need to do to determine if somebody's motivated and how to build up your own book of clients, etc. All those things are important. So I think if you're starting off new in any business, not even just this business, it's really good to find either a mentor, a coach, or someone who has that experience,
yeah,
who's learned so many lessons that can be so valuable to you.
Yeah.
And it's not that you're going to avoid a lot of those lessons. You're still going to learn some,
yeah,
but you can avoid a lot of them and you can learn from them and it can help you move a lot faster than having to learn everything, you know, from the very start by yourself.
So did you listen to all the advice that they were giving you?
I didn't. I wish I did.
Okay. I learned
a lot of lessons.
what advice did you not really take on or?
Oh, so many. Just from working with different contractors to analyzing properties and not taking on too big of projects and you get ahead. You think you're doing so well.
Yeah.
And you've got an opportunity to take on 10 at one time when you should only be working one or two.
Yeah.
Because you overleverage yourself. Just taking on way too much and thinking you can handle it all.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't work 90 hours a week forever.
Yeah.
And after a while, you realize, you know, you've got to work smarter.
Yeah.
And you've got to figure out systems to take care of little activities where you don't have to be doing it. You know, somebody else can.
Yeah.
And when you start to figure all that out, you start to grow. But that all occurs from learning.
So if you were talking to your younger self, right? If you're talking to your younger self or maybe a new investor or a new agent, what kind of advice would you give them or even your younger self?
Oh, the single most important thing is find somebody experienced,
yeah,
mentor, coach, just somebody who's already gone through that path and learned. Hmm. Oh, if I would have just done that, it would have saved me a lot of pain.
So besides getting advice from yourself, and because there would be some sort of paradox or a younger self talking to yourself, what someone in this business, or it doesn't have to be in San Diego, but in this business, besides maybe Mike Ferry or one of those coaching programs, is there someone that you think would be a great coach for yourself or someone new getting in the business?
Oh, I think there's lots of organizations. I mean, I could give you a whole list of coaching organizations where I think there's quality people.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the good agents out there that have big teams,
yeah,
that are in the top 100, I mean, they've got the experience. They know what it takes to be successful.
Yeah.
They're extremely hard workers, and they set a great example for younger agents to learn from.
So
I would say align myself with someone who's extremely successful,
yeah,
and who's motivated, and learn from them as much as you can.
So either have like a coach or join a team or something like
team.
That.
Joining a team is probably the best single way to jump into the business where you don't have to spend a lot of your own money.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, there's a certain split associated with it, but you're getting so much value from it and you're lessening your risk.
Yeah.
And that would probably be the best way for a new agent to succeed.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the statistics, 9 out of 10 new agents are gone in the first 12 months, right? Something like that nowadays.
Yeah, I don't even know what the new stats. I know previously, and it kept me pushing, was this 95% or something like that by year 3. I think year 1 was like 75, 65, wherever it might be. But yeah, it's like what you talked about. People get excited about that one paycheck. And then once you get that one paycheck, you're going to go spend it out. I still remember there was just one person that I knew when he was first getting in the business, and he closed a deal, and he was so excited. He was like, I'm paying for my rent for the next 2 months. I'm so excited. Like, he was going to go party and do all this stuff. And then you could see he was not coming to the office as much as he was before, and it happens. Mm-hmm. You have to look big picture.
Yep. Setting goals is really important, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you're an independent contractor. You know, you don't have a boss over you all day micromanaging, making sure you're showing up to work, you're working this many hours on, you know, producing leads and following up with clients, or budgeting, you know, a certain amount of your money to a 401k.
Yeah.
You're in charge of everything. So you have to set goals, be responsible, and take all those right steps to make sure that, you know, in 20 years, you do have a retirement plan. And I don't think a lot of agents even think about that.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I was actually open house. I want to say it was maybe a year and a half ago. I was walking into the
property. The gentleman had to be late 70s, still doing open house. And I think that's a tough way to retire right there. You know, still doing this. I got to have some kind of strategy like you're talking about. Now, talking about the future, what do you see in your business, see in the industry, just in general, what do you see coming up?
Well, I really see the industry evolving with tech.
Okay.
Everything. Buyers want to immediately see the house today.
Yeah.
You need to get up in the next 5 minutes and go show it to them. Yeah. Sellers want all kinds of online marketing. They want, you know, cost to be less, and they want more.
Yeah.
So obviously there's more competition, and, you know, demand's still up. And I think there's still a lot of supply. There's a lot of agents. There's a lot of new companies coming in, offering and promising this. So I definitely see the industry evolving and changing. Mm. I think teams are becoming a necessity. Mm. We have a huge advantage. Our marketing budget, what we can supply to the individuals on our team in terms of leads, prospecting, you know, Zillow spend, it's difficult to compete with that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can spend 20, 30 grand a month on Zillow, Realtor, all these sites, your listings are exposed, you're getting all these different buyers that call you off your listings. I mean, it's hard to afford that as an individual agent.
Yeah.
When as a team, everybody benefits from that. So there's definitely economies of scale.
Yeah.
Working in a larger group. I see these flat fee listings, these 100% brokerages. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of disruptors.
Yeah.
So I think our industry is vastly going to change in the next 5 years.
So for yourself, is it, do you think that's how you're going to offset the that projected negative in the market, is grow your team, offer that leverage point for the people to come on? Or what other things, when you talk about technology, are there technology platforms and stuff like that that you're looking at or planning to implement in the coming years or coming months? Or
there are, we've taken it to some crazy levels, and I could geek out on it. I want to put everyone to sleep on like just the 800 different data points we've looked at that motivates a seller to sell, and all these different data points we do that add value for our team. Mm. I think the big thing is you need to utilize the technology. You need to be involved. You need to learn. You need to make sure you're not left behind.
Yeah.
And that's what we've seen. There's so many new systems from just touching your clients. It can automatically be done through new software. Yeah. You don't have to spend 2-3 hours, you know, sending these cards or sending emails. All of it's automated. It's done. When you have all these extra hours, it gives you a lot more time to, I don't know, spend time with your family, go get more deals, you know, whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, I definitely appreciate all the time you've been able to give us. And hopefully all the people listening right now have picked up some good tidbits. If someone wants to get in contact with you, either with investment opportunities or joining a team or just kind of pick your brain, what would be the best way of reaching out? Is there a email, a website, anything like that you can provide?
Yeah. I think the best way, you could just drop me an email directly. The one that I would get a response back to you quickest would probably be ggrealestateadvisors@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Well, yeah, again, all you entrepreneurs out there, hopefully you got some great information right here. Please share. Please subscribe. We would love to hear your feedback. Thanks.
Thanks, Vinny.
Thank you for listening to The Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur. Please like, subscribe, and stay connected. Visit www.vinnysd.com.
Yeah, I created a website.
Hope to see you again next week. Team Vinny SD, signing off.